Yes, on the flame dalad in the bottom, amar aleph in the bottom. You nostal bebor afilu omok meyama. So Mishnah said, if you put the yeruv inside a bor, no matter how deep down the bor is, even though it's 100 amis, still the yeruv is called. Still it's called a good yeruv, no matter how far down the bor is. Freddy Gemara, what's the chiddush here? Hai bor de koi hechi. Where is this bor standing that you're telling me a chiddush? Even though you put yeruv et chumim way down, deep down in the bor, still the yeruv is chal. He's hai bor de koi hechi. Ilayim de koi b'shus hayochid. If the bor itself is in a rishus hayochid, you have your backyard, and in the middle of your backyard, you have a big ditch that goes very far down. So the Mishnah says a chiddush, if you put your eruv, you put the path down deep in the bor, still the eruv is chal. Freddy Gemara Pshita, Havada, why not? Rishus HaYochid Oyla Adarakiyah. That since it's in your backyard, it's in the Rishus HaYochid, so Rishus HaYochid is Oyla Adarakiyah, that's the klal. When you have Rishus HaYochid, no matter how high up you climb, you'll have a pole 100 feet up, still it's called the Rishus HaYochid, that's the klal. Rishus HaYochid goes from the ground up until the Shemayim. Ezu Adin V'chihechid V'salkil El Hochinami Denachta L'tachas. The same svar, Rishus HaYochid goes way down deep. In other words, if you have a bore, a big ditch, in your backyard, it's still called the same Rishus HaYochid. No matter how far down deep you'll dig in your backyard, it's still called Rishus HaYochid. So Pshitam, if you tell me you have the Erev inside the bore, and on top of the bore is Rishus HaYochid, so Pshitam, it's all in one Rishus. How about the Erev is Chal? What's the Chiddush? And they're both in the same Rishus HaYochid. So the more of Yel, I'll tell you the koi b'shus harabim. I tell you, we're talking about, you have this bor, this big ditch, in the middle of Rishus HaRabim. And you put your ruvei tchumim, you put the two pieces of lechem, of pas, inside the bor. For the Gemara now, the niskavim lishboi teichem. Where did you have that, the bikoini your shvisam, the ben hashmoshes? Where did you want to live, to say that's called your mokum, we are living outside in the fields? Ilamalam, if you want to live on top of the bor, which is the Rishus HaRabim, oy bezoy, the eruv should not be chal then. Who b'makom echad, the eruv b'makom achar. You're in two different places. You wanted a rest, you wanted to have your makom shvisa on top of the bor, which is the Rishus HaRabim. So it's considered you wanted a rest at the beginning of Shabbos in the Rishus HaRabim. Now where is your two lechems, where is the eruv? It's in the bor. The bor is the Rishus HaYochid. You can't carry the lechem out of the bor to put it on top. It's nisi deraisa. So b'zoy, the eruv should not be chal. Bein hashmoshes, b'zman, the eruv should be chal. You can't get the lechem to the place where you want to be kind of shvisa. So the eruv is not chal. So why does the Mishnah say, no matter how deep down the bor is, still the eruv is good? So the mori elamai ilamato elamai, the person hadas to be kind his shvisa down inside the bor. That's where he wanted to be kind his shvisa, like at the beginning of Shabbos. That's considered his mokum where he's living. Or b'zoy vaitis pshita. Savada, the eruv is good. Who the eruv b'mokem echod? If he wants to be kainish shvisa down in the bor, and he has his eruv there, so pshit is kosher. Why not? That's every case of an eruv b'tchumin, where you want to live outside under the tree, and you put your lechem over there. So here you want to live in the bor, and you have your two lechems there, so pshit is yaitza. What's the chiddush in the Mishnah? So the Gemara, let's read the chiddush of our Mishnah is like this. The koi the karmelis. That the bor, this big ditch, is in the middle of a karmelis. Not in the Rishus HaRabim, it's time in a big open field, that's a karmelis. V'niskave lishpeis lamala. And then achnami, this person had doubt to be kainish shvisam on the top of the bor. So on the top of the bor is a karmelis. So really that's where he wanted to be kainish shvisam. And where is the eruv? The eruv is down deep in the bor. So the Mishnah says, no matter how deep down the bor is, still the eruv is chal. I, the kasher, is why the bor is the Rishus HaYochid. Once the bor is rochiv, more than dalad by dalad tfochim, and deep down yud tfochim, it's called the Rishus HaYochid. And the Mishnah says, no matter how deep the bor is, Zuchur, it's a good Rishus HaYochid, the bor. So why is the Erev Chal? You're not allowed to carry up the lechem from the bor to the top of the bor, which is the karmelis. The Teretz says, our Mishnah goes for Rebihi, the Yomar, Koldov Shum Mishum Shvus, anything that's only awesome, midirabonon on Shabbos, is the klal legozru all of ben hashmoshes at the beginning of Shabbos? Since it's only a suffix, then if it's Shabbos or not, that's where Rashi is mazmer, and the shavus is only yosim in the rabbonin. So a suffix, the rabbonin could go lekula, or a kopon with dvar mitzvah, or the tzarah godu could be makel to do a shavus ben hashmoshes. So when is the erev chal? When are you kind of yeshvisa of an eruv b'tchumim ben hashmoshes at the beginning of Shabbos? So at that second, when the Erev should be chal, you are allowed to go down to the bor and bring up the lechem and put it on top. So it's considered as if the Erev is b'makom where you want to be kind of shvisom, therefore the Erev is chal. So that's the chiddush of our Mishnah, that even though you want to be kind of shvisom on top in the Carmelis, and the bor is way deep, a reshus ha-yochid, still, according to Rebbe, the Erev is chal. Because Ben Hashmoshesh, you're allowed to carry the Erev out of the bor, reshus ha-yochid, into the Carmelis, that's why it's chal. So the Mishnah. Nosnu b'roish hakona. You put again your Ruvei Tchumim, where you walk to Mata Payamata out of the city, and you want to be kind of shvis over there, in a place. And that place, granted, there was a kona, a reed, sticking up, and you put your two lechem, you put the challah for the Erev on top of the reeds. Nosnu b'roish hakonam, or b'roish hakundis, on top of a pole. Stan, you had a pole sticking in the ground there. On top of the pole, you put your Erev. It's like this. Vizman shu tolish v'notes. If this kona, this reed, and this pole is not growing, it's already tallish, it was already cut off the ground, and now you're stam stuck it into the ground. Now stam a pole like you're stuck into the ground. Then the locker is afilu gavoya kufama. Even if the pole is 100 amas high, still I raise the erev. Still the erev is a good erev. As even though you wanted to be kind of shvisa on the bottom of the pole that makam, like we had before, we'll see again that where you want to be kind of shvisa, daladamas all around you is considered like your makam where you want to be kind of. It's considered like a reshus yachid, and reshus yachid is oila ad rakiya. So anything within your daladamas going up to shemayim is also considered in your makam where you want to be kind of shvisa. So here you wanted to be kind of shvisa on the ground. So what? Even though the Erev is 100 amas high, so what? It's still called in the same makam. Because Daul Damas, around where you want to be kainah, going up to Shemayim, is still considered one rishus. So we'll see in the Gemara what the Chiddush in Mishnah. Who does know Chiddush in Mishnah? We'll see in the Gemara. So Drashi, Kundis, Pul Balaz, Vienna Mechubar, it's a pole. Yeah, it's not, and it's not Mechubar. The Gemara Porach, Amrit Reisha Rebihi, the Amal Agazav Mechubar Ben Hashmashas. According to Kashri, since the Reisha, the Mishnah, goes according to Rebbe, that Ben Hashmashas, you're allowed to do an Yisrael Rabbanon, so even if this pole would be growing, so what would be the Yisrael, if the Erev is on top of the pole, like on top of a tree, you're not allowed to be Mishtamish B'ilun on Shabbos. So you wouldn't be allowed to take the Erev off the tree. But that's only in the middle of Shabbos. But Ben Hashmashas, about this only Yisrael with the Rabbanon weren't Goizel with the Dvar Mitzvah. So that's the Gemara's Kashri. What is that on the Mishnah Dafka, where this pole was already cut off, and now you're stuck into the ground? What's wrong? Even if it will be growing, it should also be mutter. Because it's only us and the Rabbanon, and the Rabbanon's are mutter ben Hashemoshes. By the Zadrashi, afilu gvoye meyama, hoyu v'ena rochev dalet. Since it's not rochev dalet lematon, ilav reshus ha-yochid heavy. It's not a real reshus ha-yochid. V'yav agav lamala dalet, the whole erev agabi makam dalet binim. He's talking about a pole like Rashi wants. Could be talking about you're in the Rishus HaRabim now. The bottom where you wanted to be kind of Shavis is the Rishus HaRabim. And you have a pole sticking up, and on top of the pole there is a platform there, a piece of board that is dalad by dalad tfachim on top. Like we had the Gemara before. You could only put an Erev on a Chosh of a Mokum that is at least dalad by dalad. So here you have the pole sticking up 100 Amis. On top of the pole you have a little platform there, and now you put the Erev on top. So Rashi is about warning, on top of the platform now is not called Rishus HaYochid Gomer. Because since on the bottom, it's not Rochav Dalad by Dalad, so it's like Mechitzas Tluyas. Since underneath here, the Gedeim could walk by, we don't say good Asik, the Mechitzas come down. So on top is not called Rishus HaYochid. So there, since it's not a Rishus HaYochid, there's no Issim Diraisa of taking off the Lechem from this top and bringing it down. It's Mutter to do it. So therefore the Erev is Chal. It's called a good Erev. And it's called your Bim Kaimai, like we said. Since your Dal Damas goes up to Shemayim, it's called like one Mokum. How could you bring the bread down? It's Mutter, because on top is not called Rishus HaYochid. So mainly, even though the bottom is Rishus HaRabim, you're allowed to take the Lechem off the top and bring it down. Yeah. So let's think about it. Romile Ravada Bamastan Rav. Here's the Kasha to Rav. Tolush Vinoyit In. The Mishnah Dafka says these poles were first cut off, they're not growing, they're not mechuber, and now you stuck the pole in the ground. Mashma, that's good. Of a light tolish v'nois, if this pole would not be cut off. Light, it'd be usher. It would still be growing. If you have a growing pole, a growing reeds, then if you put the Erev on top of them, it would be no good, the Erev. If the Kashimani, who does our Mishnah go like then? The Chura goes according to Rabbanon. He it has to go according to Rabbanon, the Amri, Koldov, Shumi, Shum, Shvus, Gozu, Olav, Ben, Hashmoshes. The Rabbanan Shita is whatever is awesome with the Rabbanan on Shabbos to do, you're not allowed to do it Bein HaShemoshes either. There's no Hetla, Dvar Mitzvah, Tzorech, it's also Bein HaShemoshes. So Mela, if the Erev now would be on top of a tree, since with the Rabbanan, you're not allowed to take the Lechem off the tree, you're not allowed to be Mishtamish with a tree on Shabbos, because it's a Gezerah, maybe you climb up and pull off a branch, so you can't use the tree at all. So the Erev will not be Chal. That's the Deek of the Mishnah. It's only good because this pole is not growing. It was cut off already. But if the pole would be a growing pole, the Erev would not be good. Why? Because according to the Rabbanan Shita, since it's an Issa the Rabbanan to take it off the pole, so you can't use the Lechem. So even Bein HaShemoshes, when the Erev should be Chal, it's not usable, this bread. The Erev is not Chal. So that's what our Mishnah says for the Makasha. Either I'm with Reisha, you said the Reisha goes according to Rebbe. That the Reisha, the Mishnah before, goes according to Rebbe. We had all the truths in before. For the Mara Kasha, who are Reisha, Rebbe, the Sefer Rabbanan. The Mishnah before we said goes according to Rebbe. That even though it's an Issim, the Rabbanan, to take the Lechem off a Carmelis, or before on top of an Idlon we had. Even though the error the Mishnah before said was on top of the tree, still the Erev is good. You're not allowed to take the Erev off. The Teretz is, according to Rebbe, Bein HaShemosh, it's a smutter. So what's the Modna? The Mishnah before goes according to Rebbe, and now Mishnah goes according to Rabbanan. Omalei, Kvar Rami Lei, Rami Bar Chomel Rab Chizda, they already asked the same question already to Rab Chizda. Vishon Lei, the only Teretz he had was Ein Echanami to say, Reisha Rebbe, the first Mishnah that says that you have the Erev on top of the tree, it's good, goes according to Rebbe. That even though it's awesome with Rabbanan, but Bein HaShemosh is a Shmuz's Mutter. The Sefer Rabbanan, and now Mishnah here, that's Mashmona because the pole was cut off its Mutter. Mashmona, if the pole would still be growing, but be also goes according to the Rabbanan, that even a Shmuz is Nogeya Bein HaShemoshes, and therefore the Erev can't be Chal, because you're not going to take the bread off the pole on Shabbos, so you can't use the Erev, it's not Chal. Ravina Rama, no, I'll tell you Kula Rebbe, I'll tell you both Mishnahs and go according to Rebbe, that even though Rebbe holds a regular Shmuz, the Rabbanan were not goyim of Bein HaShemoshes, you're allowed to take the Erev off the tree on the beginning of Shabbos, about the Sony Yosem of the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan weren't goyim of Bein HaShemoshes. I'll tell you, Seifam, I was like, why does our Mishnah Mashma, that if this reed would still be attached to the ground, it'd be also to take the Erev off the reed as a new Svarim. Here it's a bigger Gezerah. Gezerah Shema Yiktim. Hey, since the reed is very soft, there's a Gezerah, if you're going to take the Lechem, the bread, off the reeds, we're afraid you're going to cut off the part of the reed also. Yikta means you're cut off. Now, since it's a very soft thing, a reed, we're choshed, you'll be over Nisa Diraisa, Bashash, you take the bread off the reed. We're afraid you're going to cut off the reed right then. And cutting off the reed will be an Nisa Ktsira, because it's growing right now, will be an Nisa Diraisa. So, therefore, on this Gezeiron, Rebbe was Machmer. And even though Rebbe says, Stam Shvusim Amutah Ben Hashmoshes, that's what's not like Korv Levadai, you can do an Issa Diraisam. But here, this Gezeris, we're afraid Mama should come to do an Issa Diraisam. Therefore, it's also to take the Lechem off the reeds, if the reeds would be attached to the ground, because it's very, very Shchiach, when you take it off the reed, you're going to cut off a piece of the reed. So, Drashi, Gezeris Hashem Yiktoim, Lefi Shakona Rachu, a reed is very soft. Ezekiel Migzer Hashem Yiktoim, Ki Shokoleh, when you take the Lechem off the reed, you'll cut off the reed. Avol ilo mashenkin a tree, the Mishnah before, koshehu, a tree is hard stuff. O ben hashmoshes l'shem yalav yitlesh lechashinim. What's the whole gzera why you can't use a tree? Not so posh it's time you'll come to pull off a branch. It's only gzera that while you're climbing up the tree, you may pull off a branch. So that's not such a shkir de gazach, therefore ben hashmoshes will not goyze that gzera. Avol ektimas konam, but to cut off the reed, vadahi, that's kamara vadois, that you'll vadah do it. Is Adi the Rechicha, since it's so soft, Miktimum, Vlav Shvusu Elam Locha de Mechayim Mishum Kaitzu. Like it's Kamat Vadi, you're going to be over Nisu de Raisam, Mishum Kaitzu, you're going to cut off the reed. So even Rebbe is Moidim, that if the Lechem would be on top of soft reeds, where it's so easy to cut off the reed, we're afraid you'll cut off the reed when you take the Lechem off. Therefore, there'll be also even Ben Hashmashas to take the Lechem off the reeds. That's why our Mishnah says the Chiddush, Dafka where the Konam and Bereish HaKundis was Tolush already, was cut off before Shabbos. So now, even if you cut off part of the reeds, there's no Issa D'Raisa. So Shalom, does this D'Rabbanan? Could it be the no Issa D'Rabbanan either? Could be. But I call upon him D'Raisa, for sure there's no Issa. So therefore, it's Mutter Ben HaShemoshes. Yeah. So the Gemara, Amaisa. Ho Pumusa D'Yosel Nadoi. Among the army men came into Nadoi. So Rashi, Pumasa means Chel HaMelech. The Melech had his army. They came into the city to Nadoi. So the doyim was very crowded. Mistam, they stayed in all the places to live there, the army men. So Omalhu Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman was had a shiloh. Where's he going to give a shiur tomorrow? Hey, so all the big the shul mistam was used by the army men. So he couldn't find a big place to give a shiur to his talmidim. So Omalhu Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman told his talmidim like on Friday, Puku, go out today. Avidu kvushi kavshi biyagma. Go out to the fields where the reeds are growing and like lie the reeds down. Today, tomorrow on Shabbos, we'll be able to sit out in the fields and we'll sit down on these reeds and I'll give a shiur there. That's what I'll give a shiur. So Nachman told his talmidim on Friday, go out to the fields today and just like lie down the reeds. As they're growing straight up, he told them lie them down. So Drashi, there was no place for the Talmidim either to live or to sit or to learn because of the army men. So Meli told them, go out to the fields and kvushe kavshe biyagma, su the kofu hakanim zeal zeal, like bend over the reeds one on top of another. Harbe, a lot of them, kiminti soyas, make it like a chair. Leshev aleim, that tomorrow on Shabbos we'll be able to sit down on them. That's what Rav Nachman told the Talmidim. So the kid sees Mako that on Shabbos they're allowed to come and sit down on the reeds. For the Gemara Kasha, Eisve Rami Bar Chama to Rav Nachman. So Rami Bar Chama asked the Kasha to Rav Nachman. For Yamrilo, some say Rav Ukva Bar Abba to Rav Nachman. Rav Ukva Bar Abba was the one that asked the Kasha to Rav Nachman. That how could you, Rav Nachman, say you're allowed to sit on reeds, even though they're soft reeds? I, our Mishnah says, Tolush V'noyitz In. Our Mishnah's mashma, when can you put an Erev on top of reeds? Only if the reeds were cut off before Shabbos, and now you stuck them into the ground again. But if the reed was not cut off before Shabbos, on Shabbos it's awesome to touch reeds. Even to take the lechem off the reed would be awesome. Savada, how are you, Matar of Nachman, to go sit down on the reeds? Havada should be the gzeira, shema yiktim. Maybe when the Talmidim will sit down on the reeds, they'll come to pull off. Since it's so soft, so easy, so pull it off, to be over near the Raisan. So it should be also to sit down on reeds. Sakam Yerav Nachman said, no, it's mutter. You said you're allowed them before Shabbos. Like, just be making it. Lie them down, and on Shabbos, you'll sit down on them. The Drashi, Yeloi Tosh, but no, it's loy. Almo Kanim, Kilonheim. You see, Kanim, reeds, have a din like a tree. The Yosel Mishtamish Aleim. And Pshit is also to Mishtamish. So these reeds also, why do I care you, like told us to meet them, like throws them down, bend them over, but they're still like a tree? It's also to Mishtamish. Now I want to sit down on a tree on Shabbos. So how was he matter than here to sit down on the reeds? The terrace was, Omalei, Hosan bi Uzardin. Rav Nachman said, I'm talking about hard reeds. Uzardin means hard ones. So Rashi, or Fakir, Rashi, Uzardin Rashi, Shehuk Shukvar, they're a little hard already. These reeds got a little stiff. Then Harei and Kilon. Okay, that's the Pshat now Mishnah. That's when it's also to use those reeds. When they're a little bit hard already, then it looks like a tree. And Taka, then there's a Gzeir Shem Yiktoim, maybe you cut it off, but it has some shaykhs to a tree. Mashenke Zechi Sharinon. When the Rav Nachman tells Tamidim his ladder, fold over the reeds and sit on them, the Shena Muzardim. They're not hard at all yet. The Oid Hakanim Rachim. When they're still very soft. Tehevi Ki Yerik. Then they're just like a vegetable. Over Yerik lo yaskirach hachom shvus. On a vegetable, the chom never made any shvusim. It has no shaykhs to a tree at all. So in other words, the kanim, these reeds, it depends. When they grow and are a little stiff, it looks a little bit like a tree. Then it's b'chal the gzera. You can't be mishtamish with these reeds because of the gzera of a tree. Maybe you come to cut off from it. Mashenka, when the reed is still very soft, still growing, it's like come out like it's still green. It's like yerik, a vegetable. A vegetable, there's no issa to be mishtamish with a vegetable. You're not allowed to bite, not allowed to pick off the vegetable. But there's no issa of sitting on top of a vegetable. So here also, these reeds, by Rav Nachman's case, were so soft, it's like vegetables. There's no issa sitting down on a vegetable. What? It's not diamond to a tree. The Ikig Zeri was a tree, we're afraid maybe you climb up the tree. And when you start to climb it up, you lose balance or so, you pull off a branch. To help you climb up, you pull off a branch. But a vegetable is no Zeri, you can climb it up. There's nothing to climb up. Say, Elamai, to sit on it, you're allowed to. You're allowed to be Mishtam. Maybe it's Muksa, you can't be Matautlid. But the other question is, you don't want to move it. You just want to be Mishtam and sit on it. Or else, let's say you have bread on top of the vegetables. Are you allowed to take off the bread? Yes. You're allowed to be mishtamish with the vegetables. But a tree, that's the gzera. You can't use a tree at all on Shabbos. Because the gzera, maybe when you climb up, you pull off the reed, you pull off a branch. So if it's a little bit hard, the reed, it looks a little bit like a tree, then it's bechlal the gzeira of a tree. But if the konim are very soft, then bechlal has no shaykhus to a tree, there's no gzeira. So the Gemara, Reb Nachman say now, where's my right to say there's a chilek whether the reeds are a little bit hard, then it's cold like a tree, or it's very, very soft, then it's like a yerek, like a vegetable? The Tanya, Hakan, if you have these reeds, for who are todim, these are different type of thorns. For yahigin, min ilanhei, you should know they have a shame tree. For einam klayim bekerim, they have, even though you have a vine garden, you're allowed to plant these trees inside it. There's no issa klay hakerim. Klay hakerim is only if you have your vines growing. You're not allowed to plant vegetables inside. You can't plant your rokos there. But to plant a tree among the vines, that's mutter. So these things are kanim, they're the reeds. And these thorn bushes, they're called trees, and you're allowed to plant them in the kerim. There's no issa klay hakerim. V'tan yidich, another bryce says no. Hakanim, if you have reeds, the hakidon, for your ubnin, min yerikain, these things are type of vegetables, for hain klai in the kerem. Male, there is an issa to plant these things in the vineyard, because it's klai in the kerem. So exactly what kidon and ubnin is, I'm not sure. Rashi says, a boisim shashumai kidon, type of a boisim, that's type of a spice, that's called kidon. So these things are called like vegetables, and these things are also to plant in the kerem. So churakash adot, the churutestir, the two brises. First, the Brisa says that the Sefta says that Kanim reeds is called a tree. You're allowed to plant it in the Kerem. And then it says that Kanim is no, it's called Kiyerek. You're not allowed to plant it in the Kerem, in the vineyards. So it's a stira. What is a Kan? Is a Kan a tree or a Yerek? Elad is a Rav Nachman's Raya, Elad Shemamino, Kan Biyozardin. So first, the Sefta talking about where it's a little bit hard. Where it's a little bit hard, the reeds, then it's like a tree. And a tree, there's no issa planting it in a kerim. Kan b'shenu zardin. The second bryce is talking about where it's very soft. Where the reeds are still very soft, then they look like vegetables. And male has a shame, yerek on it. And it's also to plant it in the kerim. Right, since Rav Nachman's raya, that kanim have two dinim. Amol, they're hard, they're like a tree. Amol, they're very soft, they're like a yerek. So the more of a kida, min yeriko, you're telling me this kida, that's a type of a spice. Is called the Yerik, but Yatnan, we learned the Mishnah in Klayim, Ein Markivin Pogum Agabikida Levona. You're not allowed to be Markiv, take this tree, this Pogum, and put it into the Kida Levona. Mifneishu Yerik Bilum, because the Pogum, that's called the Yerik, and vice versa, the Kida Levona is called the tree. And you're not allowed to be Markiv, you can't plant a vegetable into a tree. So I call upon him, you see the Kida is called the tree. And before we're saying a kida is only called a yerek. There isn't issa to plant a kida in the middle of a kerem, because you're planting a yerek in a kerem. And here we're saying faket, that the kida is called the tree. And there's an issa akovam. You can't plant a vegetable inside the tree. The teretz is, empty gemara, mirapopo, kida luchud, the kida levon luchud. The two different names. The first verse that says kida is called a min, a yerek. That's the shame kida by itself. That's called the yerek. Here the second verse, it says, you can't plant a pogum, agavi kida levona. Kida levona is a new shame. It's not kida by itself, it's called kida levona. And this type of a growth, vice versa, is called a tree. And since it's a tree, there's an ifa kovam. You can't like pull off a branch of the tree and plant inside that branch where it's cut off, plant vegetables. There'll be an ifa kovam, you can't be markiv in the tree. So therefore there's no stira, kida lechud, and kida levona lechud. Was the gay to us though, that what that on top of reeds, soft reeds, if they would be still growing, you would not want to put the Erev on top of it. Because that would be an issue, the Rabbonin will be also to take it off, even Ben HaShemoshes. That Rebbe would be masking too. Because there it's a very stark Gzer, it's Kamat Vadai, you come to do an issue, the Reis. So the Mishnah. Nos no b'migdal. You put the Erev inside a Migdal, inside the tower. The Yovar HaMavteich, and you lost the key. If you wanted to be kind of Shvisa, maybe even inside the Migdol, maybe right outside the Migdol, it wasn't a Shaila. And the Migdol is right near where you wanted to be kind of Shvisa. You want to be kind of Shvisa right outside the Migdol. And you put your Lechem inside the Migdol. So really there'd be no Shaila. You could just take the Lechem right outside and eat it. But the Shaila was, you locked the door to the Migdol, and you lost the key. So Lamaisa, Ben Ashmoshes now, you cannot go inside and eat the Erev. Still Zok the Mishnah raised the Erev. Still the Erev is Chal. See why? Why? That the Migdol is in Rosh Hashayochid. The Yehavi Bei Mavteach, the Yehavi Bei Shum Isram. The Uvei Rubei Rosh Hashayochid. As you're talking about, we are Yorin Rosh Hashayochid, and the Migdol is also in Rosh Hashayochid. So wherever you would find the key on Shabbos,
you would be allowed to take the key and open up the Migdol, because the Migdol is in the Rishus HaYochid, so you're allowed to carry the Rishus HaYochid. So it's only Yishal, you'd lost your key. But if you have the key, Pshit, you'd be allowed to carry the key to the door and open it up. So therefore, Ruva Yerif. Reb Lezer Oymer, Im Eini Yodeyesh HaMaftechem Koymei Eini Yerif. No, Reb Lezer says, no. If you do not know exactly where the key is, Ben Hashmoshes, so it means you can't get to the Yerif, so the Yerif is not Chal. Even though it's only your son, you don't have the key, but so what? For mice, you can't get to the Erev is not Chal. The aside of a Ruvit Chumim is that Ben HaShemoshes, we look, since your Lechem is there, the Mokam HaMosen, where you're going to eat, we look as if you're living there. But here, the mice, you can't get to the food, you don't have the key, we can't look as if you're living in that place. So the Gemara of Yamai, Lechuret HaKasha, the first man of the Yom, the Tanakama, why is there Ruvit Erev at the Gemara of Yamai? Who be Mokam Echad, the Ruvit be Mokam Acher. Since the mice, you can't get into the Migdol, the door is locked. So why is the Erev good? So drash of Yamai. Need the Tavai B'Shasi Yochid Ninu Kivan Le Motzi Shokule Hevel Le Kishnei Mekoymes. Since the Maisi can't get the Erev, it's locked up in the door, so it's got two different places. So why is the Erev good? Have the Gemara Rav Shmuel Yarma Tavayu Hocho B'Migdel Shalavon Maskinim. We're talking about this tower is made out of bricks. And we'll soon see what type of bricks. Not bricks that were cemented together, just a portion of pile of bricks. Reb Meihi, we go across Reb Meihi Shita, the Yom HaPoiches HaKatchila, that on Shabbos you're allowed to go and break down these pile of bricks. There's no theory here, because it wasn't really a good building, it wasn't really cemented down, it was just a pile of bricks, it's Mutim Metchila to knock down the building. Ditznan, we learned the Gemara in Beitza, Bayis Shemalu Paris. You have a house that was filled up with Paris, you stored Paris there. Sosum, it was closed up. Venivchas, so before Yom Tiv, this house was closed up, and mamash all over, that you couldn't get inside to eat the peiros. V'nifchas, and in the middle of Yom Tov now, a side of the house caved in, and now you're able to eat the peiros. Is alocha noitu b'makom apchas. You're allowed to eat the peiros that are inside. Look, we're here, the shalom is al-smuksa. About the beginning of Yom Tov, it was closed up, this house. So at the beginning of Yom Tov, you couldn't get into the house. So who is the shalom that said these peiros should be muksa? Because before Yom Tov, you didn't have Das Titim at all. Because they're locked up, you can't get to them. And now in the middle of Yom Tov, a door breaks down. You could get in. So the Chiddush is, according to Reb Shimon, it's Ein Muksa. That you're allowed to eat it. Since you didn't do a Maisa, being the Katz of your dying, you did mamish, throw it away. So it is Oy Metit. Just that you didn't have the key, you couldn't get into it, so what? According to Reb Shimon, that's not Muksa. So V'nifchas is Noitim Mokam Abchas. You're allowed to take the Paris and eat it, there's no Issa Muksa. Reb Meir Oymer, Reb Meir Shita is even bigger Chiddush. Poicheis v'noit l'chatchila. Reb Meir Shita is allowed to go to that door and break it down and take the Paris outside. It's mutim etchila. And v'yomer Rav Nachman v'radu omer Shmuel. What type of a building are we talking about that Reb Meir said is mutim etchila to go and knock it down? The Avira de Livna. We're talking about bricks that are just piled up one on top of another. They were not cemented down together. Stam the Avira de Livna. Is a tayin al mishnah so ochinam be avir with the livna. Our mishnah is talking about you put in this migdol was not a cemented down bricks, they were just bricks piled up one on top of another, that according to Reb Meir, it's mutim chil to knock it down. So therefore, that's trying al mishnah. Therefore, even though you lost the mafteich, but still it's mutim, because if you wanted to, you could break down the tower and take the lechem out. So even if you didn't break it down, still the Erev is chal, because you could get to it. So drashi shalavonim. It's very easy to break it down. That means you have bricks one on top of another. There's no cement in between them. The last theory. So breaking down this type of a building, according to Reb Meir, is mutagomer. It's not called steer at all. It's not called you have a building. You're not breaking anything. The Reb Meir Masech the Beitzim. V'nivchas me'elav afilu b'yom tevatzmoi. The Tanakam holds is noitemokam apchas. V'loy mitzvah mishum mukso stomach of shimin. That the Svara to say is it should be Muksa, since before Yom Tov was a closed up place you couldn't get to, maybe your Maksa Das not eat his Paris. Kamashla no, he holds like Reb Shimon, that since you weren't Makatsa of Yadayim, you didn't throw it away, it's still called edible, and it's not Muksa if it's opened up by itself. Reb Meir says a bigger Chiddush, Ah, Poichet Achatchilo, Ki the Mukil Lobby Avrid lived at last year, Oyel He. So goes Sata Teres Tau Mishnah. Mishnah goes according to Reb Meir, that it's Mutim Mechil to knock it down. Right. Really, the Gemara said better. Even according to Rabbanan sheet over there, Havad is only Yosem with the Rabbanan. And Lamaisa here, Ben Hashmoshes, you will have to do an Yisra the Rabbanan, Lutzarech and Erev. So I think Mishnah speak out. The Gemara wants to answer now, even according to Rabbanan sheet. Even if you told me that Ben Hashmoshes it's still in Issur Shavuos, like some said the last Mishnah was talking about according to Rabbanan Shita, so we want to answer this Mishnah also according to Rabbanan. That even if Ben HaShemoshes on Issur the Rabbanan is Nogeya, you can't do it. Our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Meir, that there's not even an Issur the Rabbanan. You allow a Mamash Metchila go and break down these piles of stones. Fred Gemara Kasha, I've Omer Abzeira, the Yom Tifomru, Avoloi B'Shabbos. Reb Zeira learned that din in Beitza that says the Koran's Rameya, you're allowed to go and break down this house.